On the crisp morning of January 20th, 1961, the newly inaugurated President of the United States, President John F. Kennedy, gave one of the great speeches in our country's history, which was made famous by these words: "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Now, to the secular ear, these profound words seemed a revelation. But to those who shared the first Catholic president's faith, these words were all too familiar. And while they were beautifully rephrased for the audience there, had already been said 2,000 years ago by the King of Kings to his small band of disciples. "Whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." I can't help but wonder if it was these words which inspired John Kennedy on that cold January morning. And I'd like to use these words as the backdrop for our parish as we begin our Stewardship of Treasure appeal this weekend. For President John F. Kennedy knew what he was up against. He was up against the question the American people were insistently asking: what's in it for me? And Kennedy also knew that a country that was built upon this question would not survive. Now, as people of faith, we find ourselves asking this question most frequently with God. As we hear in the gospel, even Jesus is confronted with this question. As James and John come to Jesus and say to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Now, isn't that so often our relationship with God for ourselves? "God, I want you to do what I ask of you. I want you to heal this person. I want you to end violence. I want you to make me a better person. I want you to give me better results at my job. I want you to have this person win this election. I want you to bring my children back to the faith." And while it's always good and okay to ask God for things, he tells us many times in Scripture to ask and you shall receive, there are times, like James and John, when we do ask, Jesus sometimes replies with this: "You do not know what you are asking." For let's consider James and John's request, that they ask our Lord that, "Jesus, when you come in your glory, when you make yourself known to the world as the Son of God, can we be present? Can one of us be on your right and one of us sit at your left?" That sounds like a pretty great request, to be with Jesus when he appears in glory to the world. But Jesus, God, knows something James, John, and ourselves do not know: that Jesus' glory is going to look very different than we would expect. Jesus' glory is not appearing in triumph with the heavenly host around him. The heavens are not going to open up, and he's not going to appear like a conquering hero. Instead, Jesus' glory is going to look very different. It is going to look like hanging bloodily from a cross. And while, yes, Jesus will have someone on his left and on his right, it will not be a heavenly host, but two thieves who are crucified with him. For it is the crucifixion which is Jesus' glory. And so James and John have no idea the reality of what they were asking for. In a sense, they're asking to take the place of those two thieves. For to be with Jesus in his glory is to be crucified with him. And when James and John have this chance, when the time for Jesus' glory to be on the cross arrives, they are nowhere to be found. In fact, they run away as fast as they can. They have no interest in being part of this glory. It's a reminder that we must be careful of what we ask of God. For God's glory does not always look like we imagine. We may think that we are asking for something good, and many times we are, but good does not mean it will come easily or with a lack of suffering. Yet the beautiful thing is that God, without needing to be asked, already gives us everything. He gives himself and his very life. That is what makes the cross glorious, of God himself giving his life for us. As he tells us, no greater love than one has this, to lay down one's life for your friends. It's with the cross that the Lord gives us his very life, this greatest sign of his love for us. After receiving that, what more could we ask of him? Which is why Christ, rightfully but gently, tells James and John, you do not know what you are asking. You are asking to be crucified with me. For to be with me in my glory means to be with me in giving your very life. Are you sure you can drink this cup I will drink and this baptism in which I am baptized, this baptism of blood? In other words, Jesus is telling James and John, do not ask what I can do for you, for I will answer that question with the giving of my very life. Ask rather what you can do for me. Now, that too by itself is a dangerous question. I once in my life asked that question and, well, here I am. And being here gives me the opportunity to talk about what made me want to be a priest in the first place, and that was parish budgets. No, not at all. That's not what I wanted to be a priest for. And yet, as administrator of the parish, it is only fair to the role I hold, and also fair to all of you, to talk about it this year. As this current year at St. Joseph, we are seeing a 5% increase in our budget. And this 5% increase reflects our parish asking that question of God. What can we, Lord, do for you? For while this increase is in part due to inflation that all of us are feeling, most of it is an increase in what we're doing. That St. Joseph is growing in our ministry, which is namely serving you and the people of Grafton. And so I think of this 5% increase not as an increase in cost, a dollar amount, but an increase in the reach of our hands of Christ. That we are reaching out 5% more than what we did last year. And so I have a threefold challenge for the parish, which includes myself. For us as a parish to not ask what God can do for us, but what can we do for God? And to help us, I want to ask that question using that 5%. What is the 5% increase we can make for God? That 5% challenge for us. And how can we do this 5% with a God who gives us 100%, his very life, his body and blood at this altar? Because also often we find ourselves being like James and John and asking God to do what we want, which as we see is not often what we expect. Sometimes it means to be crucified. Let us be bold and ask rather what God wants of us. Is he asking a 5% increase or any percentage increase in your financial support? As I mentioned, the Spirit is really moving here at St. Joseph. This 5% increase is not just about rising costs. It is an increase in what we are doing, the mission, to be Christ's hands open to all. And I want to thank everyone for the past year of support that you have offered. I fully am aware that the church, members of the church, we are beggars, relying on your generosity to do what we do. And we have done much with what you have given already. What is that 5% increase in financial support we as a parish can make? Christ gave up his life for us. What can we give to support his church? Is God asking a 5% increase in your life of prayer? And what would that look like? Maybe that's just reading the readings before Mass as a family and reflecting upon them. Maybe it's praying before meals if we're not in that habit. Maybe praying a decade or a full rosary, increasing our reception of confession, making a monthly pilgrimage to Our Lady of Champion or Holy Hill. What is the 5% increase in prayer as a parish we can collectively make? Christ gave his life up for us. What can we give to spend time with him in prayer? Finally, is God inviting a 5% increase in your service here in the parish or the local community? Perhaps volunteering for something that you have never done before, serving at a local food pantry in Ozaukee County, being a lector, Eucharistic minister, a server here at Mass, helping in our school or catechesis programs, our EDGE and high school life team. There is such a wide variety we offer which can certainly match your interest. You will find something you will truly love. And I thank you, especially all of our volunteers, who have given much more of 5% of their time to help us and keep spreading God's word. Christ gave up his life for us. What can we give for one another? And so let us ask boldly, not as Americans, but as Catholics, not what God can do for us, but rather what can we do for God? To close with the final words of John F. Kennedy's speech on that chilly morning of January 20th, capped with words from our Lord, "With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history, the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land, the parish we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."